Chapter 1.
Ah! I cried out as a well-placed kick to the sternum sent me stumbling backward. The heel of my boot caught on an ancient paving stone, and I rolled, ass over tea kettle, hissing curses along the way. I landed ungracefully on my hands and knees and spat out a mouthful of sand. A shadow blocked the moonlight, and heaving a breath, I raised my head to take in my attacker. Meg stood with her fists on her hips and a suppressed smile tugging at her lips. Behind her, the clear night sky formed a starry backdrop above the outlines of the two largest of the famed pyramids of Giza, those belonging to Khufu and Khafre, and a halo of silver moonlight surrounded the upper half of her body. The channels running the length of her form-fitting hoplin suit glowed a subtle amber, matching the stone in her activated regulator, signaling that her psychic powers were suppressed. Her smug expression set my teeth on edge, and I growled low in my throat. Before Meg could get too comfortable in her victory, I dove for her legs, wrapping my arms around her thighs and knocking her onto her back. Meg grunted with the impact, and sand went flying all around us, lips twisting into something that was part grimace, part grin, and pure aggression. She gripped my braid and yanked my head to the side. I yelped, gritting my teeth and arching my neck to alleviate the sharp pain in my scalp. Meg used the shock from the dirty hair pull maneuver to snake her legs around my neck in a brutal chokehold. Her thighs were a steel vise cutting off my air supply, and a whole new set of stars danced around the edge of my vision as my blood ran dangerously low on oxygen. I clawed at her legs, trying to dig my fingers in between her thighs and my throat, but it was no use. She was too strong. I double-tapped the outside of Meg's thigh, letting her know I was giving up. For the third time in a row, here I was, Persephone, a psychic Olympian warrior of the Order of Amazons with 17 lifetimes worth of combat training and experience, and I couldn't even beat a 17-year-old girl. Sure, she was also a psychic warrior, though a human one, born and raised in a hidden underground city buried deep within the heart of the Amazon rainforest, but she was still a relative child. Besting her shouldn't have been a struggle. It should have been a given. But it wasn't because I wasn't just Perry. I was also Cora, a 26-year-old gamer who had clocked thousands of combat hours in the virtual world, but about 12 in the real world. Meg's legs relaxed, and I sucked in a much-needed breath and flopped onto my back on the sand. I stared up at the night sky, watching as the darkness of impending unconsciousness receded from the edges of my vision with each cherished breath, and the stars flared to their full glory overhead. "Let's take a break," Meg said from beside me. A sidelong glance told me she wasn't in much better shape than me. Sprawled on her back on the sand, breathing hard. Beating me hadn't been easy for her, so at least there was that. But I knew she had only suggested taking a break because she could sense my irritation at being bested by her, again, through the psychic bond we had forged barely a week ago, when she had pledged her life to mine in recompense for attempting to kidnap me. No matter how tightly we squeezed the psychic vise to tamp down on the bond, we hadn't figured out a way to block it completely. A little bit always trickled through, enough that I could sense Meg's train of thought before she even opened her mouth.
"You'll get stronger, Cora, and your stamina has already increased."
As she spoke, her compassion and understanding for my situation trickled through our bond, and I smashed my lips together to keep myself from lashing out at her. Anger roiled in my belly, but none of it was aimed at her.
"It just takes time," she added weakly.
I growled in frustration and rolled onto my hands and knees, then climbed to my feet, brushing my hands off on my outer thighs. Meg sat up, reclining back on her hands. I despised being so weak. Never, never in any of my lives had I felt so pathetic or helpless.